USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Talk that one's coming soon has had investors rather spooked lately, but White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says there is no recession in sight.
A lot of Wall Street firms looked at the numbers last week and they raised their forecast. There is no recession in sight.
Kudlow also pointing to strong consumer spending in his comments on Fox News Sunday. ISIS is claiming responsibility for a blast in Afghanistan that killed at least 63 people and wounded nearly 200 more at a wedding reception in Kabul. A news agency reports ISIS made the claim on the Telegram messaging app, saying one fighter blew himself up at the gathering and a second detonated a vehicle filled with explosives outside. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mind.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A small plane crashed into a home in New York's Dutchess County, about an hour north of New York City on Saturday afternoon. A state police spokesman says one of the three people aboard the twin-engine Cessna was killed. As for the people in the house,
one has severe injuries and one was not injured at all.
There have been reports another person who was in the house is unaccounted for. A preliminary investigation finding the Cessna 303 experienced engine trouble before it crashed into the home in the town of Unionvale. The plains in the Midwest are bracing for possibly severe thunderstorms that are expected to strike today. Forecasters are warning of very heavy rain and damaging winds as well as large hail in areas from Oklahoma to Minnesota to Michigan. Local flash flooding is also possible. Russia's defense minister says his country won't deploy new short- or intermediate-range nuclear missiles unless the U.S. does. Both countries have pulled out of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A federal appeals court has narrowed an injunction on President Trump's asylum ban. As we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The injunction issued in mid-July would have barred immigrants from seeking asylum if they passed through another nation first without seeking protection. On July 24th, the judge said it was inconsistent with existing asylum laws. Now, the administration has scored a partial win as the federal appeals court has narrowed the nationwide injunction to the Ninth Circuit, encompassing district courts in border states of Arizona and California, clearing a path for the asylum ban to be imposed along the border in New Mexico and Texas. The three-judge panel was split 2-1, with Republican appointees in favor of narrowing the scope. The American Civil Liberties Union has argued that the ban should be blocked completely because it conflicts with federal asylum laws. The ACLU says they will continue fighting to end the ban entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And researchers in New Zealand say they have found the ancient bones of a giant penguin. A study in a paleontology journal saying that the feet and the leg bones were found last year in a river near Christchurch. The study's co-author says that penguin was over 5 feet tall and lived about 60 million years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.